Is it true that there is a Ghostbusters 3 and you're the problem? You will not sign off on this? Do you know about this?
Yeah, it's. I guess I'm the problem. Before I was an asset. Now I'm a problem. There's a script somewhere over there. Over there, there's a script, and I haven't read it yet. But there.
Why haven't you read it? Because you think that it's a bullshit idea. That, in other words, Ghostbusters had its time, and you did a remarkable job with that. And
well,
now, you know, you've moved
there's
on.
A little bit of that. You know, I only made one sequel, and it was Ghostbusters 2, it didn't end up. Pardon me. It didn't end up the way it was presented. You know, about 5 years after we did the first one, the clever agents got us all together in a room, and we really are funny together. I mean, they are funny people, Harold and Danny and myself, and it was Ivan and maybe one or two other people, and we were just really kind of blindingly funny for about an hour or so, and the agents there was foam coming off of them, and so we, you know, they had this pitch, and Danny and Harold had already, you know, concocted some sort of, you know, story idea. And right. It was a story, and it was a good story. I think I'd even already read one or two that Danny had rolled out before that, but this one was a good one. I said, okay, we could do that one, you know. And mm-hmm. It was just kind of fun to have all of us together. And, I mean, there's some really, I mean, Rick Moranis and
yeah.
Danny Potts. These people are just, they're sterling people to begin with.
So how do you go back and really make another? I mean, does Ivan want to make that film?
Yeah, Ivan wants to make it, and he's. I owe him. He's puzzled that I haven't gotten to this one.
How long has it been sitting on your desk? This script for Ghostbusters.
Well, it may not be on the desk. It's over there somewhere. It's how long?
Yeah,
I don't know.
So they're not. You're never.
So you have
it.
No interest.
Well, I got to get to. I feel badly. I got a message that, I think people. I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. I don't. It's not like the foremost thing in my mind right now. So I don't. I don't think about it. But the studio gets excited about it every 10 years or so, or it seems like, and they get rid of it because what they'd really like to do is recreate the franchise. You know,
mm-hmm. Right.
I remember once upon a time it was going to be. And the new Ghostbusters will be Chris Rock, Chris Farley, and, you know, Chris Crane or Chris Kringle or someone. They had it together.
Is that a threat to you? In other words, do they try to threaten you by saying, we're going to put together new Ghostbusters and therefore you guys will have to go do it? Is that the...
Well, it's not a threat. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, it's sort of business-like. You know, they'd like to keep it going. I mean, it's still an amazing... There are still kids today that watch this movie and love it, you know.
Of course.
It's still very popular, so they still sell a lot of toys and everything.